Hey y'all, it's your girl Geneva Jewel, and welcome to the Cheesy Quip podcast on Anchor FM. This is the place for women who are looking for good conversation and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. Today's guest is Chiamaka Osebu. She is a mother, educator, author, and blogger. She has wrote a devotional called Enjoying My Journey, and she empowers women to accept themselves, accept God's love for them, and then accept that their life has purpose and to celebrate the journey of life as a whole. So today, we're just going to welcome Chiamaka. And so I'm just going to give a really quick intro to this young lady. So I know Chiamaka as a fellow author, and we're going to talk about her devotional called Enjoying My Journey. And also, as someone, every time I see her, so we do go to the same church, but every time I see her, she always has, 9 times out of 10, I don't think I've ever seen her without, you know, like a smile on her face, or, you know, just giving a friendly hug. And she's a very sweet person. So that is my my vision of Chiamaka, but I'm pretty sure she has a story to tell. And I think what we can start off today is just welcoming you and thank you for joining me. And can you just let us know a little bit about yourself? Or how about this? Since this is the podcast for women, right? Yes. And we want to be equipped in certain areas, I would say let's start with maybe your journey to motherhood. So how many children do you have? Is it just one, right?
Yes, I just have one daughter.
Okay, good. Yes. So you just have one daughter. And then, so you have to let the ladies know. So we don't have, I think that, if I'm not mistaken, you are already a teacher, right?
Yes, so yes, yes.
You already have your degree in what? You already have...
So my undergraduate degree is actually in human services, which is like a whole journey itself.
Okay.
And so I was able to start working in the school because I was a substitute teacher during my senior year. And I told the principal, like, you know, this is what I want to do. This is where I want to be when I'm done. And, you know, I would love for that to happen. And she just like took me under her wing. She molded me. She, you know, taught me everything I needed to know. And I had initially gone to school for education, but I couldn't pass this specific test. And so they wanted me to wait a whole nother year to have the opportunity to, you know, take this test. And I was like, no. And so I was able to get into teaching that way. And then I just finished my master's program in elementary education, which includes my certification. So I praise God. I'm thankful.
Okay. So here's the thing. So my thing is, so I am, when you mentioned undergrad.
Yes.
I used to be a professional college student. So I have been to, so I can't even count how many colleges I've been to. Community college.
I went there first.
Look, yeah, I mean, it's no shame in it, but I I only have my associate's degree by choice. I definitely love school, but from the past and going to school and going to school and going to school, now I have to pay out of pocket. So unless someone's paying for me, Geneva is taking a break, okay? So I think that it's great when you mentioned, you know, that the test that you had to take, you did not, like, you couldn't pass it the first time, so they wanted you to wait another year. But there was still a door that was open for you to substitute, and then you became, you know, you were able to get a full-time position where you're working out, where you're working at, and then you still were able to get your master's degree.
Yes.
All while being a single mother.
Yes.
Okay. So my question for you would be, since we're talking about, you know, just learning about you, how did you push through when you had to, wait that, or when they told you, you know, oh, you have to wait? Because for me, that would have been like, oh, I'm about to just do whatever, but you feel like you're done your master's degree. And how old are you?
I am 28.
28. Okay. Which is very young. And then how old is your daughter?
Two.
too. Okay.
Yes.
So we had her at 26, and which is, so for, I had my first at 24. And I would say most people think, as African American, so I'm born in America, they think that having a baby at 24 is like, you made it, right? Because I'm not 18. I wasn't 21. You know, we're considered older, you know, right, for children. But I still think being a single mother and pushing through those things is still, whether you're 16 or 28, is still, you know, something that you have to grow through. So how did you push through to when there was a no in front of you with the test?
Honestly, I was used to no's, and I learned how to advocate for myself. And it's interesting because the first no I received was upon graduating from high school. Mm-hmm. I was so ready to go to colleges. I had applied to just about every single one I could think of.
Okay.
And I realized that because I was not born here in the U.S., I was not a permanent resident yet. So I could not qualify for any type of financial aid or anything. So all the schools that I applied to denied me, because they wanted me to reapply as an international student. Oh. But I've been here since I was 5.
Okay.
So I literally had to go through the whole permanent residency process again. And at that point, I had to make the decision, like, okay, so am I just going to sit here and not do anything? Or am I going to try to make this work? And that's when I went to community college. And I paid my way through school. I became the assistant manager of a store called Wet Seal. I don't know if they're allowed it around anymore, but I was a manager. I worked over 70 hours a week, plus went to school and paid out of pocket. Then I graduated and got into University of Delaware. And when I got that next note, I was like, oh, okay. Okay. So this is just, it's another no. So now let me figure something out. And in the school, the elementary education, I actually switched from elementary ed to early childhood, and early childhood was in the same school as human services. And most of my classes, you know, corresponded with that anyway. So I was like, listen, can I switch my major to this? Because a lot of people that I spoke to from that program did the same exact thing, ended up switching.
Okay.
And we're still able to go into teaching. So I was like, I believe that teaching is my purpose, it's my calling, it's what I've always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm not gonna allow this no, you know, to make me decide that, oh, I'm just gonna stop and not do it. Okay. So I did what I needed to do. I went to the office, I wrote letters, I did as much as I could with the information that I had, and then I was able to switch. I finished out the program. Mm-hmm. And I actually got pregnant my senior year, like the last year, my last semester before graduation. And I was engaged, planning a wedding, mm-hmm. everything, and with her father. And he just decided that none of it was what he wanted to do and disappeared off the face of the earth. I have no idea where he is, nothing like that. And that happened literally a few months before graduation. And I told myself, I'm like, listen, so cool, we need to finish though. You know, and I just really like just pushed into my faith, because at the end of the day, I just knew that God would never play me. You know what I'm saying? Like, he would never play me to the point where I would be so close to being done. And then, you know, something unexpected, which ended up being a huge blessing for me, you know, was keep me from the ultimate goal that he has for me, which was teaching. So I pushed through and I finished that degree, and I had signed my contract before I was even done. So with all of that happening, I signed my contract to be a teacher. My principal was like so excited to have me. I just couldn't even believe that I was going to be teaching at the school that I spent all this time at. And, you know, just everything worked together for my good. And I feel like it has just continued to work out that way. So my name, Chiamaka, means God is good. And I feel like in every circumstance that I've been in, like literally, like that's my life. I can always say that at the end. And sometimes I have to really lean into that meaning and be like, okay, so like, this is my name for a reason. Everything in my life so far has allowed me to be able to lean into that. So even in this situation, and it's hard, mm-hmm. it's hard because it took a lot of crying, a lot of pushing through, a lot of like, you know, panic attacks, things like that, you know, getting through those things, those negative things, to be able to just be like, okay, like there's a bigger purpose in all of this. And I think it's just continuing to keep that mind state and pushing yourself and having people around you who remind you of who you are, mm-hmm. and remind you that where you are right now is not your final destination. Yeah. And just knowing that God has a bigger purpose and really truly believing that.
In that. And so the one thing, so I have been with Chiamaka in an intimate setting, and I never knew. First of all, so again, I'm born in America, so I think, and I'll say this, and if people who are listening, if they don't agree, it's all right. But I know as an American born citizen, there are things that we take for granted.
Yes.
So my husband is from Jamaica, and he was not obviously born here, but he was raised here, and we had to go through the same thing of getting, he had to become a permanent citizen, right? Mm-hmm. And I did not know, first of all, that, you know, they would deny you, so you had to become a permanent citizen before you were able to get into like a state college or to get loans and stuff like that. I never knew that. Mm-hmm. And the one thing that I'll say, the other thing too, is I don't understand. I've worked with a lot of, so where are you from, Chiamaka? Because I don't want
Nigeria.
Okay, that's what I thought. Mm-hmm. So I have worked with a lot of people who come from Africa, like as far as nursing goes, mm-hmm. And just period, whether it's nursing or whether it's in a different area, y'all work hard.
And I have no choice.
Like even Jamaicans, like anyone who comes from a different country outside of here, it could be any different nationality, but for the most of the ones that I have seen, y'all work hard. And so in my mind, if somebody had already told me I couldn't go to school, I was not about to get no job working 70 hours, paying for me to go to a community college and then go to, I mean, but you, I didn't know that about you. So to see the things that you have been through, and for things to say, you know, for people to say no, of course you are definitely living out your name that God is good, because you went and got a job and worked 70 hours a week. I've never worked 70 hours a week in my life. You know what I mean? And the reason why I'm saying it like that is because I think when you're born here, again, we take things for granted. And, you know, me wasting money going to school and, you know, going to party and spending we get a refund, you know, if you go to community college, sometimes you get a grant and it covers certain things. Instead of using that for the next semester or saving it, you know, you going on trips, we playing games. And I think that as a mother and as a woman who was not originally born here, you are definitely showing your daughter how to push through, right? Because you want to empower, you know, women to control the narrative of their lives. And I know you've probably been through nights where you didn't feel like it, right? You mentioned having friends, you know, I'm pretty sure you have a good support system. Sometimes we have good friends, sometimes we have friends who are not so good for us. But mm-hmm. for you to push through all of that, right, to get through college, to do things on your own, you know, I just think that it's amazing. And, you know, just sharing that part of you is definitely something that will inspire women to control the narrative of their lives, because you could have stopped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could have stopped. You know, you could have stopped and you did not. So I am excited. I'm excited about that. So when you going through all of those things, and then we're going to take a quick break, but I want to ask you a question. When you went through all of those things, right, and you got pregnant towards the end of your senior year, mm-hmm. how did you, what did you say to yourself to go through? Like, what did you say to yourself that made you continue?
Wow. I said to myself that you're not a failure. Mm-hmm. And this is just a detour. And quite frankly, maybe your plan wasn't that great. Maybe your plan wasn't that great, and God is showing you that he's still in control. And even though you thought that, you know, you guys were co-pilot, that's not the case. I just really had to hold on to the you're not a failure piece, because for me, that's exactly how I felt. I felt like the fact that I didn't do things traditionally, I felt like, you know, the fact that this happened right before, like right so close to the end of such a long journey, you know, to getting this degree, and, you know, from everything that I had done to get to that point. And it felt as though, like, you know, at first it felt as though, like, I cheated myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if I had just, you know, not even entertained the relationship, if I had not even just, you know, if I had just stayed focused and stayed where I was and stayed still, you know, that, you know, this wouldn't be the case. But I told myself, I'm like, you know, this is what is supposed to happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, this child that you're carrying could be the next president. Mm-hmm. You know, you never know, right? So I just think that I had to really just tell myself that I wasn't failing. Mm-hmm. And that may seem really, really harsh, but in that moment, that's how I felt. I felt like I was failing, and I felt like I had discredited myself and how I had pushed to get there.
To get there. Okay. Yeah. Good. I think that is great. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about the statement of, you know, I am not a failure. I think for me too, when I wound up having children back to back, so I had my daughter at 24, excuse me, my son at 24, and then I had my daughter at 26. And I had gotten pregnant by two different people. So, mm-hmm. That already is a slap in the face for me. And I also felt like a failure. So we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about letting yourself know that you're not a failure. And then we're also going to get into your devotional call and join my journey. Okay. So y'all hold on, and we'll be back in a couple seconds. Hey y'all, and welcome back to the She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM. This continues to be the place for women who are looking for good conversation and lessons from other equipped women who will help us renew our minds, transform our lives, and prosper into our own wealth. So today's show guest is Chiamaka, and she let us know that her name means God is good, which he has definitely been good to her in different areas of her life. But before the break, we were talking about the one thing that she kept telling herself towards the end of her school year with her undergraduate degree. She let us know that she was a senior at that point, and she had became pregnant with her daughter, and she would tell herself that she is not a failure. And I mentioned before the break that I had to, there are certain things as a single mother, right? So She's Equipped is a woman who all around, I just want women to be equipped, right? So I want them to understand that, you know, they are loved by God. I want them to understand that no matter what they have done in their past, you know, you still are equipped to do the things that you are called to do, that you were born to do, that you were purposed to do. And Chiamaka let us know that she knew she wanted to be a teacher. And there were some different avenues that she had to go around, maybe switching her major, finding another way to become a teacher, becoming a substitute teacher, and then getting offered a job, you know, as a full-time teacher. And when we were on the break, we were speaking behind the scenes. And the one thing, again, as an American born here, there were definitely tons of things that I took for granted. But when you think about someone who has not had the same opportunities as you and who would work 70 hours to, you know, to get through school or to make the money to pay for school, she didn't quit. And because you had that much drive, I'm pretty sure the enemy, when you got pregnant, obviously he tried to stop you from getting to the point where you are now, right? So teachers, to me, teachers are people who could either make you or break you. Right? Because you have, you're with the students all day long. You have the opportunity to tell them, you know, you're a very horrible reader, or you are a great reader and you're going to get better. You know what I mean? You have the opportunity to sow so many seeds, and the enemy probably saw something, because we know that he can't tell what our futures will be or where we will go, but he may have saw something, and he knew that, you know, if she gets out of this, she's going to affect so many other people's lives, and I can't have that happen, but she still, you know, pushed through. Yeah. So I think, as far as enjoying your devotional was called Enjoying My Journey. And
yes,
definitely you had to enjoy your journey at some point, because you have been through so much. So how did that devotional come about? Like what led you to writing that?
Oh, wow. Okay. So that devotional is about to be a whole nother transparent moment. With that devotional, I started it as an online journal. And basically I got baptized on July 15, 2018. Mm-hmm. And that was basically just like my public declaration of deciding that, okay, like I'm going to recommit myself to Christ. I've been raised in church all my life, but this was like the first time in mm-hmm. my life where I feel like I took my relationship with God into my own hands and worried about communing with him versus just like following rules and, you know, thinking like I had to do good deeds and just be enough, you know, in mm-hmm. order to be enough, I should say. Mm-hmm. And so being baptized was like the first step for me. And then after that, I just really just felt it on my spirit to mm-hmm. write down how I was feeling, like the different stages of that. So like, you know, in my devotional, I basically like broke it down into different steps of the journey. And the first part is like takeoff. So, you know, you're super excited about being a Christian or like, you know, recommitting your life. You want to be in every ministry. You want to be at church every day of the week. You want to be at the altar every Sunday, you know, and it's like, you're just feeling that high, you know, and then you start to coast because you get comfortable in like your new routine of being in your word. Praying in the spirit, like, you know, being just understanding your relationship with God and just being comfortable in that space. Mm-hmm. You know, then you go through some turbulence and mm-hmm. that's when your faith gets tested. Mm-hmm. You know, something that may happen is completely to the left. Mm-hmm. This isn't supposed to happen. Like, you know, I'm supposed to be on my high right now. You know, big G, what's happening? Mm-hmm. You know, like, and then you have to be solid, you know, during that time and know, like, again, God's not going to play you. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get back to that sense where you begin again. You just start over. You know, you start over. You tell yourself, like, okay, like, Lord, I'm just going, my faith got rocky for a second, but, like, I'm mm-hmm. back on track now. And then after you begin again, you start to really enjoy your journey. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You start to get to a place where it's like, you know, your understanding of the fact that you are not in control. Mm-hmm. God has a plan. Every step is, you know, going according to plan. And even when it may not seem like it, even when it may be frustrating, even when you have no idea what is going on, it's mm-hmm. still all part of your journey. And you can go through all of those steps as many times as you need. Sometimes you might go through turbulence over and over and over again before you get to begin again. You might be in takeoff for a long time. You might coast for a long time. Like, you can go through all of those different pieces of your mm-hmm. journey multiple times at different times, and just understanding that it's all supposed to happen. And throughout, and it's interesting because I self-published that devotional mm-hmm. during a time where I didn't have my daughter mm-hmm. because she had an accident. Mm-hmm. And when we took her to the hospital, they felt as though I did it on purpose to her. Uh-huh. And so she, for a short period of time, she was taken away from me.
Wow.
And so, like, I was lost. Like, that was my turbulence. I was lost. You know, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to get through it. I didn't understand. And, you know, even during that same time, I was losing certain people, you know, in my life that were closer mm-hmm. to me, because things like that really reveal who's supposed to be there and who's not, mm-hmm. you know. And so it was just a very lonely time, and I had to pull into my faith like never before. And I'm thankful for Seeds, because there were so many people who helped me to do that and who encouraged me to continue to pull into my faith and lean on the fact that God will never play you. Yeah. All of this it seems crazy mm-hmm. right now. It seems like you're not going to come out of it, but he's not going to play you. And, you know, I made the decision to publish that book because, again, like, you know, God is good. And I wanted to take a step in faith and still, even though I didn't have my daughter, I felt lost. I, you know, felt like I was just now getting to a place where I could really enjoy myself. And then here this comes, mm-hmm. you know, I was like, Lord, I'm believing that on the other side of my obedience to continue putting these thoughts together into this book to, you know, push it through to, you know, completion, that I, like, you know, you're not going to play me. So I'm going to put it out anyway. You know? And so I did that. Yeah.
That's a good thing. You know what else? Being a self-published author, the one thing I tell people, especially in the book club, not book club, excuse me, the book writing course that we have, She Was Born to Write, mm-hmm. You have to have solid or like tough skin, right?
Yeah.
Because somebody may not like your book, right? Somebody may not like your book, and you know, you poured your heart out. And usually for me, when I wrote His Beloved, that was at a point where it was my lowest point, right? You said your daughter had been taken from you. That probably was one of the lowest points in your life. And it's like, you have to push through getting through school, push through having her, you know, your senior year, and telling yourself you're not a failure, and then pushing through and writing a book. And I'm pretty sure you probably thought, well, who am I to inspire somebody else to do something when I'm my daughter? You know what I mean? Like, that when I was writing His Beloved, I was going through a divorce. I had two children by two different men. And then I got married to another one. Thank God I didn't have any children. You know what I mean? Like, I was running, you know, I was running through. It wasn't a good look. But
right.
God sees us for who we were born to be and not who we are at that moment. Right?
Exactly.
So God sees us in where our end, right? He sees our expected end and that we have a hope and a future. But we don't see that because we just live moment by moment when He lives in eternity, right? So He knew, you know, with you writing this book. So first of all, you said that it's Being a New Christian, which I'm going to let y'all know where you can buy this book because we definitely need to read it. I think it's new. When you're a babe in Christ, or like when you're a new Christian, you know, there are a lot of things. You do go through a takeoff period and you're high and you're like, this is good. You know, I've never felt like this before. He loves me. And then you can get comfortable, right? I'm going to church and then something happens. Somebody come back. You slip out, right? Because I might go to a party. I'm trying to go to the club. Somebody looks good. And then, you know, we get a little rocky. You know, I'm just being honest with you. You get a little rocky because that was one of the areas for me was going out and partying. Like, I would every Saturday, you know, I would go to church on Sundays, but every Saturday I knew where I was going, and not for, how can I put it? Not to be in a place where, you know, I wanted people to see me, but I always had fun. Like, I like to dance. You know, me and my girlfriend knew the bouncers, so we felt safe. But again, it still wasn't the place for me to be as a woman of character, right? As a woman, you know, with valor, a woman who is equipped, because I would meet men there and it wouldn't be the right one. So I'm going to places and I'm hooking myself up with people who I don't need to be around, but that's another podcast for another day. So that's a turbulent moment, right?
Yeah,
it's a turbulent moment for you. And then you have to get back on solid ground and then you begin again and then you enjoy the journey. And I think through life, Chiamaka, you go through this more than once, right? You don't, there is not a time where things are in turbulence. So I'll say in marriage, first year, you know, you take off. For some people, it may be rocky. For some people, it may be smooth. But there are different waves and things, or different flows that you go through in life. So this is definitely a book that, or a devotional that, you know, many of us should have, because it will let you know, right? You have to enjoy the journey, but there are different stages that you go through, and that's okay because we're human, right? And then you writing that in the one of the lowest points of your life, it definitely pushes others to see, you know, if she could do this, right? Me writing a devotional as a single mother, you know, staying up till 3 o'clock in the morning, working overnight, going to school full time, you know, to become a registered nurse, you know,
right.
You have to push through things. And those are when usually the most beautiful things are born.
Yes.
You're at your lowest and you don't let that low point take you out. Right.
Yeah. You don't have to stay there.
No, you don't have to stay there. And like you said, knowing that God is not going to play you. So we've been through many relationships with people who have left us, who didn't come back, who may never come back. Right. But the one person who is consistent with us is God. Right. He's always with us and he's always trying some way to tell us that he loves us. But we may not be able to hear him because we listen to so much other stuff.
Yeah.
Right. So I think that is a great point. And then, so with the self-publishing, how did you go ahead and do that? So for anybody who's listening who wants to write their own book, how did you just research it on your own? I'm pretty sure you did, because I mean,
yes.
Okay. So I'm pretty sure you did. So how did you start the self-publishing, you know, process? How did you do that?
Okay. So the first thing that I did, there's actually some members of our church who do a creative writing group called Polished Pens. And I would go to that group and I actually took like my devotional when I felt like I wanted to think about publishing it. I took my devotional there. I had, you know, members read it and they were just like, why is this not out now? Like, what are you doing? What are you scared for? And they kind of told me, like, you know, instead of, if you don't feel comfortable going through like the traditional route of like finding a publisher, you know, things like that, you know, you can figure out a way to self-publish. Like, you know, that's a thing. And so, you know, in taking their advice, I started like looking at different options. And the first thing that came up was Amazon. And they have this program called Kindle Direct Publishing. And so basically like they walk you through every step. So the first thing you need to do is get it copyrighted. But the crazy thing is that you can still publish while your book is being copyrighted. Because once that paperwork is in place, it can't be, you know, unless they find something and they tell you directly that you can't get it for whatever reason, like that copyright is there. They give you, you know, the number, the information, and you basically put that into the system. Amazon will give you their own kind of like barcode, or you can invest in getting your own, which I believe is around like $50. I don't want to misquote, but it's around there. And you can put your manuscript on the KDP website. Amazon will read through it and edit it for you. And they will basically give you, like, there's so many videos and tutorials on how to make sure that you're everything from your margins to the way that you, different styles that you can create your book in. And they show you how to do that on, you know, Word, or if you want to do it like on a Mac, like they show you all the different steps. It's amazing. I didn't think it would be so easy, you know? And so I did all of that. I went through all the steps on KDP. I picked my cover. I created my cover through KDP as well. And then when I was finished, I picked the price that I wanted it to be. I picked the markets that I wanted it to sell in. And then like I submitted it to be, I submitted it for Amazon to approve or not.
Okay.
And so at first they denied it because they wanted me to go back and fix like my margins and things like that. And that like made me upset. I was like, oh my gosh, I spent that much time. And, you know, and then like, I fixed it. I sent it back and then they approved it. And literally they approved it one day and it was live within like the next hour. And
yeah,
so
pretty fast. Yeah.
Yes.
Really fast. So your process is good. So I went through KDP the first time as well.
Yes.
But I had, I knew I had paid an editor. So we're talking about, you know, the self-publishing process for anyone who's joining, but I paid an editor and then I wound up paying another, or getting someone else to edit the book again, because there were still some typos and different things like that. And I had to have So I didn't have the time to research all of that, like getting the things, margins lined up. That's not my forte. I'm usually one who likes to teach. Like, mm-hmm. I'll come up with ideas, and then behind the scenes, somebody else has to, like, type. Now I can type and do all that stuff, but I get frustrated. So that mm-hmm. is not my, I don't have the administrative gift, and I know that. So I had to get somebody else, you know, to do those things for me. And that all of the things that you talked about, the ISBN numbers and the barcodes and yep. all of those things, that's what we do. And she was born to write. And you'll still be, a self-published author. But those are things that for people who don't have the time, that is what we teach you. And again, you pushing through, figuring out during that time, you could have said, you know what, I don't feel like, I'm not looking up no barcodes, I'm not figuring out how to get these margins correct, you know, but right. when you are another one, you told us in the beginning, when somebody, you've been used to being told no, right? So yeah. there, if somebody tells you no, it's like, all right, there's got to be another way to get around this. So yeah. I can figure this out, and you did. And I think, you know, as one of the things you had mentioned, or you said when you did the questionnaire, was that you want women to be empowered, right? You want them to know that they can control the narrative of their lives. And you took another form of control by going ahead and figuring out how to self-publish your book. And I think that is absolutely great. I think it's absolutely great. And so we're going to take one more break, and then the last thing that we're going to talk about is your blog. So we know that the devotional started as an online journal, right, or online journey, but we're going to come and talk about the blog, and then you can let us know, you know, where we can find you on social media and where they can pick up the devotional, Enjoying My Journey, because we all need to get a copy, all right? So hold on with us, and we'll be right back. Hey y'all, and thank you for joining us again with our last segment of the She's Equipped podcast on Anchor FM. I have been talking with Chiamaka this Saturday, and we have been talking about self-publishing. We talked about enjoying our journey and letting ourselves know that we are not a failure in reference to things that have happened that may seem to be off kilter, right? They may seem to be a turbulent moment or something that is like the lowest moment in your life. And I told her, she is a second grade teacher. So while we were on that quick break, we definitely decided that she'll be back next season. And we're going to talk about being a teacher. She teaches second grade, but next season, we'll have Chiamaka back, and we are going to talk about being a teacher in the African American community and how, you know, we need more of us, right? So we're going to talk about that. But before we leave, we are going to talk about the blog. So Chiamaka, can you let us know how we can follow your blog, right? And then how we can follow you on social media so that we can go ahead and purchase your devotional called Enjoying My Journey.
Yes. So my blog is makaalma.wordpress.com.
Okay.
And my Instagram is _ royal royalblue.
Okay.
And golden mm-hmm. _.
Okay.
So it's royal blue and golden. Mm-hmm. Then my devotional is available on Amazon.com. So you can just type in Enjoying My Journey by Chiamaka Osebu and it'll come right up. And you can also, there's also a link on my blog to, that says shop now. And you can go ahead and click that link and it'll take you right to the Amazon link to purchase the devotional.
Okay. So the one question, the last question that I always ask my guest is, in what area would you like to stay most equipped? So I know being a mother, you know, of a young daughter, being a Christian, being a teacher, what areas would you like to stay most equipped? What's the number one area that you think keeps you grounded?
The number one area that I would like to stay the most equipped is just in my faith and in that, as well as confidence and knowing that, like, I may have gone through different things and they're not blemishes, but beauty marks. You know, like understanding that, like, basically owning what you've been through, what you've experienced, but not allowing it to own you. And constantly being okay with renewing that process over and over again, because sometimes I can get down on myself and, you know, falter in my faith because I'm like, I'm letting this get to me again. And like, you know, I've been through these other things and I came out even better, but why am I letting this one thing, you know, get to me right now? And just understanding that that's going to happen. You know, that's going to happen. You're going to experience, you know, trials, and all that's doing is just giving you another beauty mark, you know, just giving you another way to push through and another way to really just lean on your faith and to understand that, like, you know, I'm gonna keep saying that God is not going to play you, because he won't. And, you know, even in the midst of going through things, like, you can be assured that as long as the road may seem, and, you know, it may seem like you don't see a light at the end, that it's going to work together for your good. Like, this season will not be forever. You know, the blemish will not stay forever. And, you know, just understanding that, like, you know, you just need, God is the same. He's the same as in the good times that he is in bad, you know? And so I just, understanding that, like, your faith is what is going to get you from season to season, and really just making sure that you're doing what you can to build that up.
So I'm going to give you guys, so that when you said your blemishes, they're not blemishes, but they're beauty marks. And that's absolutely what, and so I have a class called No More Fragments. And that, and knowing that, you know, the things that you go through, they are building blocks. They're not stumbling blocks, right? Yeah. So you can go through something and it helps you to build yourself up. And I'm going to share this. I was reading a devotional before I started today, and let me find it, because I want to quote it right. It's from Cindy Trim. And she said in there, God set the universe in motion by changing his intentions, focusing his thoughts, and then harnessing his words. And that's basically, you know, that's how you build your faith, right? So you change your intention. So what am I doing this for? Am I intentionally, you know, being a nice person, or am I intentionally, you know, going to school? And then you focus your thoughts, right? So there's one specific thing that I need to do. I need to get to this point. And then you harness your words, right? Because you don't speak the wrong thing, because it's not going to help. So telling yourself, I'm not a failure, you know, I can get through this, you know, I am his beloved, right? I am going to enjoy my journey. All of those things are characteristics that we take on, and then we act like Christ, right? Because obviously, if you're a Christian, you want to be Christ-like, but that's another podcast for another day, okay?
But, and if I could just add really quickly, just understanding that it doesn't happen in one day, because that's like what's something I'm still learning now. And that's why I called it enjoying my journey, because it hasn't ended. Like, you know, you're not at the destination yet, you know? And so I just understanding that, like, it's okay to go through that, you know, over and over again. Like, it's okay, you know.
But you improve when you go through those cycles, and we're not perfect. We are, there was only one perfect person. And, you know, I'm glad I don't have to be him. So,
exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, you're right. Take it. It's a journey, and you have to take it one moment at a time. You got to take it one moment at a time. So, again, thank you, Chiamaka, for being on the podcast today. Guys, you can follow her blog at, I'm going to spell it for you. It's Maka Alma. So it's M like Mary, AKAALMA.wordpress.com. You can also follow her on Instagram at royalblueandgold_. Her book is on Amazon.com, and you can just type in Enjoying My Journey. But remember that on the podcast link, wherever you are, Apple, Spotify, Anchor, there, all of her information will be listed there, and it will also be in any social media post that we have associated with her episode. If you are looking to write your own book and you need some assistance with that, or you just need a couple videos to show you how to do those things, you can go to www.genevajewel.com and look up the link for She Was Born to Write. That is our self-publishing course that was 4 weeks in length. You will get the videos, you will get the workbook, and you will be able to talk about podcasting and blogging. You will speak with our editor, and you will also get access to me as well. So you'll be able to do that. If you would like to purchase my devotional, His Beloved, Renew, Transform, and Prosperous, you can do that as well at GenevaJewel.com. And if you would like to be a guest on the She's Equipped podcast with Geneva Jewel, you can send us an email to She'sEquippedPodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well. So I just want to thank you all for listening. And don't forget to share this podcast link with your circle of family and friends. So until next time, I want you all to remember to walk in your wisdom, to own your own worth, and create your own table. I'll see you next Saturday. Have a good one.